You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
People still voting on the poll. Dukes and Bell 929. On this Valentine's Day, are you okay with Kirk Cousins being the backup quarterback? Which got us into a deeper conversation yesterday, which led to this poll question today. I just voted, Turtle. 56% of the folks who have voted said no, he's got to go. 43% says yes, it's all business. Part of this discussion, and look, I'd love to tell you to take the emotion out of it, but you can't. You feel how you feel about this, and everybody is caught up in the money, which is a big part of it. But even with the money aspect of it, whether it's a post-June 1 released, or if you decide like tomorrow, once the league year starts, you know, hey, we got to move on, and it's going to cost you more money. There's no doubt. And that's why the post-1, you know, the June 1 date is a smarter choice, because you can spread the cap out. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know if you care about that. I don't think many people care about that at this point. I think you're just so frustrated with the whole thing that you're like, it doesn't even matter. We just need to turn the page. Anyways, go vote. 43%, though. Like, it's all business. I would not mind. What you're saying is I would not mind if he was the backup. That's what they're telling you.
Yeah. And essentially, I need to know, what does the organization think?
Yeah.
Because if Terry and Arthur Blank, Terry Fontenot, sat there and watched him go on NFL Network and say what he said, and were as aghast as all of us were, you can't bring him back. You can't. You say, yeah, take emotions out of it. It's just a business. Well, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes somebody does something, whether it's in business or in life, that's unforgivable. Sometimes a second chance isn't warranted. But the thing that we need to wait on, Carl, is to see what their actions are. Because that will then tell you how they feel.
Yes.
But we won't know until then. Yes. That's the problem.
No, it's valid. And we do have to wait. And look, every team is trying to save as much money as they can. The smart move would be, again, if you could find a trade partner, that's not probably going to happen.
Zeno.
Yeah, the Colonel. And then the other part of it is you just wait it out and you release him to save you money as much as you possibly can. Hey, I got to give a big shout out to Jaffe. He hits us up. We were talking about, you know, the popping the question on the parade and all that stuff, the championship parade, the Eagles celebrating their world or the Super Bowl today. And I don't know how many people were there. It looked like a million, maybe more. I don't know what the number is going to be, but it was packed. And Jaffe hit us up. He said, ain't nothing like the MLS Cup in Magic City. Orrin, I totally forgot about that.
What a time, Carl. What a freaking time, dude.
When we, Atlanta United,
on the stage, man.
Yes, won the MLS Cup. They took the cup to Magic City, and it made national news, and it was unbelievable. Now you got me thinking about that. It was so much fun. Those guys had a ball, man, with the trophy. But yes, that would be, Jaffe, I agree with you. That would be similar to, like, what's the best thing you could do with the trophy here in the ATL? Like, where would you take it? What could you do? Like, that's on the list. If we win a Super Bowl, the Super Bowl trophy's got to end up in Magic City somehow.
And you fill it with lemon pepper wings?
Well, whatever. It's got to end up there. He's right. I totally forgot about that. It was great. All right, man. We got to talk some dogs. I don't like it? I don't like it because it's February.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly when the game is. We know when they're playing, right? I think we do know now because the schedule's out. But we're talking about Georgia, Texas. And guys, if you haven't seen this, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, time out. They're already talking about record ticket prices for Texas coming to Athens this fall. Now, the same thing happened when Georgia went to Austin last year, and everybody's like, yeah, we got to go, and what a game, right? Georgia beats Texas. Texas thought it was the coming out moment for them as far as like, hey, arrival to the SEC. But then they played again for the SEC championship game, and we all know how that played out. So here comes Texas this year, and we got a lot of time to break
November
it down.
November 15th,
by the way. Okay, so November 15th. So we know the date. I don't think we know the time. That's the thing, right? But we know it's going to be a primetime game. And the bottom line is Texas comes in with Arch Manning this year, and they're coming into Athens, and they're already talking about what the ticket prices are going to be. Turtle, I don't like this.
I'm sure it's reasonable.
Very reasonable, Carl, right?
What's reasonable? Tell me.
Get in price $75. $75 gets you in. Not a great team, but it gets you in Sanford Stadium.
The cheapest get-in ticket right now? Is this right? Is this correct? $559.
Where does that get you on the field?
In the 300s.
Oh my gosh.
Facing the opposite direction.
Away from all the action.
Yep.
Is this right?
Yeah. Sure is. You ready? Ready to break out the MasterCard or the Amex in this case?
Because here's the deal. Those tickets are going to be double or triple by the time the season rolls around.
Arch comes to Athens.
Yes.
Especially if both teams are undefeated.
This is true. And there's a very good chance.
Very well could be.
Absolutely. But you never know. By November, though, now we're talking about, you know, playoff positioning and all that. It's going to be an enormous game. But like Kirby says, they all are, right? I mean, the SEC is just tough. But when we saw this, we were like, wait a minute. How can the ticket prices be that already? So if you are thinking about it, as I am, you better get on it. And I don't know what's available, what's not. But the bottom line is I was blown away when, Turtle, you told me that today. And I was like, how much are they? Because to Orange Point, a normal ticket, $75, $100, depending upper level. Okay, maybe 150.
If you want to go watch, like, Georgia, Kentucky.
Okay. Yes.
$150,
$200.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get you in. Okay. If you want to sit in the 100 section right now.
For this game?
All these months out.
Okay.
$1,200.
I'm sorry?
$1,200.
For how many seats? Six?
One.
I get six seats, right?
No, you get one.
This is all inclusive, right?
No, this
I get all the drinks and no, food I want to eat,
this
correct?
This gets you a seat.
So one seat is $1,200.
I get a souvenir item for that, correct? A cup, maybe?
Man.
A program?
Something. That's a lot of dough.
A meet and greet with Kirby?
Let me ask you this, guys, seriously. How are fans... You're paying this for a road game. Let's just say, and Texas will. There'll be a bunch of Texas fans that come in. And then the playoff, you've got literally 3 weeks potentially of travel, right? I mean, you talk about being invested in your team. This is the part that I think college football, this is where we went wrong. As much as everybody said, oh, we need to move on from the bowl games, back in the day, you went to the bowl game and that was it. You went to the bowl game and you didn't have to worry about the week or the week after or the 2 weeks later. Now, Turtle, how much are you investing if you went to two road games for your favorite team and then they make the playoff and you know, next year it's the Fiesta Bowl, the Rose, and then the Orange Bowl for the national championship? And it's not that, by the way, but I'm saying, like, that's a lot of money spent traveling to support your team.
Well, just to be frank, you've priced out probably about 85, 90% of your family.
At least. And then you have to pick and choose, like, I think a lot of Georgia fans did this last year. When the game was in Texas, they were like, okay, I can go to that, or I can think that these two teams, we talked about it all year, may play again in the SEC championship. It's closer. I'll wait.
Oh, and they did.
And they did. So,
not that it was cheap to get into that game.
No, not by any stretch. But, I mean, like, you have to pick and choose which one that you want to go to, you know? And as Mike likes to say, some old heel booster, that's different. Somebody's sitting on a pile of money, you know, and you're traveling the country and you're retired or whatever, that's different than the average fan who says, man, I'd really like to go to that game. you're about to spend $2,000, maybe more.
And you know what that affects? The atmosphere.
Does it?
Yeah. Because a lot of your diehard blue-collar fans can't go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. I just thought that was interesting about the ticket prices already.
That includes me, by the way. I can't go.
Well,
I'm priced out. That's for damn sure. Or I know Orin's priced
out.
I'm
a Georgia fan, so you know I'm not going.
It's a lot, man. I mean, it is. It's a lot. And, you know, the ticket prices continue to go up. It's not the product. We enjoy the product. It's not that. It's just what used to be able to get you into a game, to go to one and experience it. Now is just so far removed from what it once was. All right, we got to get to our game. We're going to do it when we come back. I need a couple of callers, 404-726-0929. You are going to help with the clues to 3 in 30. Three questions, 30 seconds. Turtle's taking on Orin. Turtle will walk out of the room as we discuss what the answers are to the questions, and then you are going to help present the question by not giving it away. All right? You can help. 404-726-0929 on a Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Dukes and Bell. 92.9 The Game. We're going to have some fun. It's called 3 and 30.
Would you like to play a game?
30 seconds. Turtle's going to go first, and then we'll do Oren. But you, as one of our loyal listeners, is going to get a chance to participate. And what your job is going to be is to relay the clues to the answers that they hopefully will get right. So let's grab one of our callers here. Let's just pull one of our callers up. Who are we talking to here? Ike. What's going on, Ike?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, we're good, brother. How you doing on this Valentine's Day, man? You got something planned for the lady or what? What's going on?
You know, I'm divorced and happy, brother.
Oh, I hear you. Well, enjoy then. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Ike, here's the deal, man. We are going to give Turtle and Oren a chance to answer three questions in 30 seconds, all right? You're going to have you're going to have Turtle. He's going to leave the room, and I'm going to tell you what the answers are. Your job is going to be to come up with the clues to tell him and help him get to the answers, okay? So I'll give you an example right now. The answer, all right, to this is Aaron Rodgers. What would be clues for you to tell Turtle if the answer was Aaron Rodgers?
Green Bay Packers quarterback after Brett Favre.
There you go. That's the kind of clues we're talking about. It could be just played with the Jets. Just got released. Dated some blue chick.
Ayahuasca.
Exactly. Those are the clues that you can give. Now, you have to give the clues without saying the name of the answer.
Name.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. So there'll be three of those. That's going to be your job. All right. So we got Ike on the line. We got another caller on the line, too. All right. So hold on, because we're going to give you a chance to play. You need to leave, Turtle, because we're about to tell Ike what the answers are. Ike, appreciate you listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Have some fun here today, man. We'll see if he's able to come up with these. All right. Turtle is leaving the room as we speak. Oren, the door is closing. I don't want him cheating.
I see him in the hallway.
All right. All right, Ike, here's the deal. I'm not going to talk loud because you might be able to hear out there.
Okay.
All right, here are the three answers, all right? You can go in any direction as far as one, two, or three, but these are the three answers that we're looking for. Kirby Smart, Kendrick Lamar, Kirk Cousins. And he's got 30 seconds to get these answers. So he's going to come back in here, and you've got to find a way to get him to, all right, number one, Kirby Smart, number two, Kendrick Lamar, number three, Kirk Cousins.
You need to write those down, Ike, just in case?
No, I got it.
Okay. All right, so we're going to bring him in. Turtle, come on back in here. All right, those are going to be your three. And let's see if we can get through it here in 30 seconds, all right? And by the way, this is what you'll hear underneath, so do not be alarmed. Let's let our contestant Turtle hear this and Ike hear it so they can know what's going on. This is what it'll sound like underneath.
Okay.
All right? Just so you know, I don't want you to be all like, what's that noise? So put a little pressure on Turtle right here. All right, Turtle, you've got 30 seconds to answer three questions, or at least come up with the right answer. Ike has the answer to the questions. He is going to give you clues. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
All right, Ike. I need you strong here, brother. Let's go.
All right. Ike, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
The game begins right now.
Turtle, the current UGA coach.
Kirby Smart.
Yes. This young man just won 5 Grammys.
Kendrick Lamar.
And this guy is going to lead the Falcons in the salary cap hell.
Terry Fontenot. Kirk Cousins.
No.
He got it. How much time did he have?
9 seconds to spare.
Oh, that's easy. See? You guys, it's not that hard. Good job. You said Terry Fontenot. That sounded personal.
Might be personal, Carl.
That sounded personal. Hey, Ike, man, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, man, for participating. We got to get our other caller on here, and we got to try to challenge Oren. Tinker, man, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Good to have you on, Tinker. Happy Valentine's Day. All right. O is going to come in here, and we are gonna set you up with the three questions. You get a gist of how to play the game, right? It's easy, right?
Yes, sir.
How's your day going, man?
Rocking and rolling.
All right. What are you doing with the, as you like to say, the old lady? Tinker's a big listener. We see him out at our remotes all the time. What are you doing for your lady today, man?
We're probably going to watch a movie tonight, but the main thing is Valentine's stuff will be tomorrow evening with some dinner. But, you know, we'll have, you know, have takeout and bring it to the house.
Okay.
But it's, you know, her favorite.
I got you. Well, listen, I know you're always going out of your way, so it's cool. All right, Orin is out, right? He's outside. All right. Here's the answers to the questions. You've got to get the clues for Orin, all right? LeBron James, Travis Kelce, Nick Saban. You got it? Tinker?
Got it.
LeBron James.
Got it.
Travis Kelce, Nick Saban, without saying the answer. You got to give him some clues. All right, Orin, come on in here. All right, Orin's on his way in here. And we're going to see if he can come up. Turtle, I thought Turtle was going to slip up there. I really did at the end. I was like, your guy set you up perfectly. Ike set you up perfectly and gave you a chance to get through that fairly easy. All right, this is Orange turn right now. This is 3 and 30. We'll see if he's able to get through it here. And listen, we're just having some fun. Maybe we'll expand this and have some more fun as we move along.
Turtle got the fan over here, man. This is nice.
You see that?
I like the setup over here, yeah.
He's got...
Get used to this.
Orin came into the studio where he's usually behind the glass.
Now, yeah.
And Turtle has a fan that's in his
just
face.
Directly blowing air on my. I'm not mad at that.
Well, he's always talking about how hot he is. All right, Tinker, here we go. You ready? You know you got 30 seconds to help him get through the three questions. You ready?
Got it.
The game begins now.
Greatest college coach ever.
Nick Saban.
One of the argument of the greatest basketball players ever.
LeBron.
Probably he's got the best, just lost the Super Bowl tight end and probably got the best.
Travis Kelce. Time.
Way too easy questions. Look at this. You guys are just blowing through. Did you know the Nick Saban was easy? You knew the LeBron? He said one of the greatest ever? You just immediately went there?
If he didn't say the greatest ever, if he said the argument for one of the greatest ever, then it's got to be LeBron.
Good clues, yeah. Tinker. See, that was easy. That's what we're talking about.
He did it faster than me. He did it with 13 seconds left.
Well, see, and that would be the winner. That's the goal, is how fast can you get through? All right, Tinker, man. Appreciate you, man. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. Thanks for participating. We're going to see if we do more of this. We're just going to add to it. Good job, Orin, by the way. Orin was ready. He came in here psyched. He was ready to go. He was like, y'all not getting this over my head. So those are the kind of things, man. And again, somebody just hit me up. Obviously, you know what's funny? Turtle, they said, hey, you guys, what about politics? No, anything but pop culture, music, anything but that. So we'll play some more and have some fun with it. 404-726-0929. Appreciate you guys listening. This hour, again, brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate.
You got to up the difficulty on those questions, man.
Well, I didn't want to blow you guys away.
Listen.
I didn't want to blow you guys away.
Orin and I are not chumps.
Well, here's the deal. You say that, and then as soon as you're like, that's too hard of a question.
Yeah.
That's what you would have been saying.
I'm not saying to make the answer like the Pythagorean theorem or something, Carl Dukes.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
I wanted to just get you acclimated. Don't worry. We're going to step our game up. We're going to step our game up. But I just wanted to see if you, we're not trying to embarrass you. I wanted to see if the listeners could come up with, because I think the hardest thing is on the fly for listeners to be like, oh, you listen every day, you know sports, and then to give clues to some of this stuff. We'll pick it up, but you got the gist of it. We'll play another 3 and 30 coming up here on another day and certainly get more involved. All right, we got a lot more to get to, by the way. We had a great conversation, I was just telling Turtle, with Brandon Galton, Braves play-by-play guy. He stopped by earlier, was talking about the Braves. The latest with the Braves is this. Ronald Acuña is not playing in any spring training games. You said you had expected that. Some
yes.
people thought, well, you know, how will you know if he's ready? I think this is the best route for them to go. I do not think you need to even attempt to rush him back for no reason. If you don't know what Ronald Acuña is right now, at this point in his career, and what he can do, then you just haven't been paying attention. Spencer Strider, how soon is he going to be able to be out there and we get a chance to see him? Guys, the Braves are going to be very slow in this process of getting those guys back. And again, I don't blame them. I don't need them right now. You know what I need them?
October.
Yeah. I need him late in the year. I need him to be completely healthy and ready, and I need Strider to be throwing the ball the way we know he's capable of. But that news coming out of spring training, and then Alex Anthopoulos was asked about, hey, the spending, and he said it's not the spending. You know, we've not been afraid of that. We've been in the tax, the luxury tax, the last few years for what it is for baseball. But he said, you know, we just needed to find the right pieces. I know you're disappointed in the fact that they didn't help themselves in the bullpen as much as you would like, but I kind of agree with him on this. I don't think this was, we need to go all out when all of our guys at some point last year were injured and out of the lineup, and you knew they were all coming back because they're all locked up. You didn't need to go out and spend an additional $300 million to make the fan base feel good. And people don't want to hear that, but that's what this is.
I can buy that argument for the starting rotation. Because if you want to tell me a healthy Strider, Morton's gone, but you replace him with another year of Lopez and Sale, and Ian Anderson gets another chance, and you'll see what Grant... Okay, fine. You subtracted without replacing in the bullpen. That's the problem. You subtracted, and then you didn't replace. In the starting rotation, you can make the argument that there's depth. In the bullpen right now, not only is there not enough depth, in my opinion.
So you don't trust anybody in the bullpen?
No. I think we have one of the top five closers in baseball.
I agree.
Who's getting it to him? You're counting on guys that have never done this full-time before. Pierce Johnson, who's great, we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, has never been a consistent setup man in his career. Dylan Lee, never been a consistent setup man in his career. Aaron Bummer, same thing.
Why you got to say it like that?
That's my problem.
Hey, man, coming up, we'll get to some guy talk. We got a few things to chop up with you. Also, in the 5 o'clock hour, I don't understand how some of you could even attempt to say that you don't mind him coming back and being the backup. I don't get it. We'll get into that as well. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The All-Star Weekend in San Francisco, Steve Koonin, I'm assuming, is out there. He's got stuff going on. So he is not going to join us today. By the way, you said you're going to see Captain America.
Yes.
Brave New World. Anthony Mackie takes over for Chris Evans. Anthony Mackie was at the, speaking of that, I think he was at the SEC or the National Championship, one or the other. I saw he was there. But
he's a big sports fan.
Huge, man. He is at odds with the president, who's played by Harrison Ford, who ultimately is the Red Hulk. For those of you who are not familiar with this particular, this version of
no spoilers,
Captain
by
America.
The way, either, because it's in the preview.
Well, yeah, I mean that everybody's going, okay, I've seen that already. I don't know about what expectations you have about this.
None.
Okay.
None.
I'm curious to find out. By the way, you know what else is coming back this weekend? White Lotus. I love White Lotus. Season 3, February 16th, HBO Max.
You
didn't watch White Lotus?
And for no reason either. I just didn't catch on to that one.
So, look, I don't think, matter of fact, I know, you don't have to watch episode or season 1 or 2. You could literally start with season 3 because they all are independent.
Yeah, they're anthologies.
Correct. So, this one is set in Thailand.
Oh.
They
could go down some very interesting avenues with this one.
Well, it's a new batch of guests at a luxury resort, which is the whole theme of White Lotus. And so this time it's May, December. And so I'm curious to see.
Wait, so what's her name's not in it?
No, that was
Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah.
You want to spoil it for him, Carl?
Oh, okay.
No, she was we've moved on.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Fair enough. By the way. The show that you recommended on Hulu, though, phenomenal.
Paradise?
Yes.
It's good, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah, man.
Another one I found on Hulu that the girlfriend and I are now watching, it's called High Potential.
Okay.
With Kristen Olsen of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
What is it?
Very good. She plays a down-on-her-luck single mother, divorced, who has a 160 IQ. So she's a genius. But she can't find a way to get her life together. So she works.
Sounds like some folks I know.
So she works as a custodian that works at a police station.
Okay.
And she, through the nights of working there, solves a murder.
By accident or just
from like being around the evidence. And it's about how, in order to keep her from going to jail for tampering, the police force hires her as a detective, essentially. And now she goes from being a poor, broke mom to a detective. And you watch her sort of learn how to be professional and work on. It's really good. And she's amazing in it. She's okay. Really funny. I'd recommend it.
I did not catch that one. Yeah, The Paradise is great. A couple of people stopped me on the street and said, oh, man, I'm glad you recommended that. But just talking about things that are coming back and shows and whatnot that you can look forward to. But, yeah, I love White Lotus. Season 3 premieres February 16th. Here's something that I'm just bringing up, and I want to know if you guys are interested because we've talked a lot about it over the last week. Drake is plotting his comeback.
Oh, boy.
Don't look at me like that.
Well, he's on tour right now.
He is.
In Australia, I believe.
And he has told people on tour the album is out. His next album is coming out. Nobody really knows much about it except the artwork. But he has assured fans while on tour that he's very much alive. Okay, so how hard does he go after Kendrick Lamar? After Kendrick Lamar just did what he did on the Super
How
Bowl.
How hard do I think he go? No.
Because he's got a lawsuit. He's got this lawsuit pending.
You got to pivot entirely. It's over, Carl.
It's done?
Yeah, that was a wrap. Did you see the Super Bowl? Did you see Serena? That was it, man. That casket has been closed. The dirt has been shoveled. And the plot of land has been solidified.
People are wondering whether or not he's going to come back in this particular new album that's coming out and where he goes with it. For those who don't know, they have a shared record label, and that was the whole part of this beef, is that he didn't believe the record label should have been co-signing this and blah, blah, blah. And so there is a lawsuit out there. But I don't know. I'm just asking you guys. Are you even interested in this?
No, but you don't. But what I do know is you can't come back from that, Carl.
He's dead? He's dead?
It's done.
He's done?
It's done. He still has his fans. He still has his millions of streams on Spotify. But you just got to pivot. It's over. Move on. Just come out with new music. Just keep doing you.
You wouldn't respond?
He did respond. And you know what happened?
No, I mean respond again.
You know what happened? Serena came out at the Super Bowl and literally danced on his grave.
Yeah.
Literally.
You would respond, Turtle. If this was you, you would come back.
He lost. You got to take the L.
Take the L?
Because now at this point, you're just hurting your credibility.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know. That is out there that Drake is plotting his comeback.
Sick, Drake. That was it, Carl. That was
part
it.
Right there?
You don't come back from that, man.
When he looked into the camera and said that?
smile.
Yeah, you don't come back from that, man. Just move on.
How long do you guys think he rehearsed that part? Just that right there to get it perfect.
That was very well rehearsed.
You know what I mean?
That was very well rehearsed. I want to be right here. The camera needs to be right here. I'm going to turn that way. That's going to be the live camera, and I'm going to give you the best smile, and I'm going to do this.
Still makes me laugh. Oh, I was crying Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm crying still.
But to Drake's credit, though, Carl,
what?
He's big enough that he can survive it.
He can overcome it.
Yeah.
Case in point, he and Party Next Door released a joint album today, and the Drake folks are already out in full force.
Yeah.
From, you know, just announcing that this is his return to glory.
But it's just regular music, right?
This is what I'm saying. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be like, Drake is back. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear that. I don't know. Well, I don't know where this goes.
Yeah,
but for everybody who's in the know, and a lot of our listeners were like, man, what's this all about? I mean, some people didn't get the Super Bowl performance. That was part of it. There was much more there was much more to it than that. But that was a big part of it. It's Dukes and Bell. Some guy talk for you as we talk about what's going on. Did you ever get into Yellow Jackets? That series?
I don't have Showtime.
Okay. It's back as well.
I've heard that. What's it about? I've heard it's really good.
It's a soccer team that was on their way to like a national tournament.
Yeah.
And they crash in this very remote mountainous area. And it's the story of them surviving as teenagers and then the effects of it later on in life. I watched the first season. I was really happy. I've not seen the second or third.
I'm with you. The first season was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And part of it is
cannibalism.
Oh.
You ever eat Lord of the Flies?
Yes.
It's
And like, so this is like the Donner Party.
It's kind of got that element to it, yes.
Like where they get lost in the woods in the frozen snow.
A struggle for power, if you will.
Yes, because like season one was like, all right, who's eating who?
Oh.
You didn't know because the way they kept flashbacks to their present, and then they'd go back to when the crash happened. Anyways, season three, did they do social Darwinism,
like survival of the fittest type stuff?
Well, I think like with anything, you get factions, right? There was like two groups kind of deal that was going on in the first season, and then the second season happened. And then, to be quite honest, I don't know why it took so long for this to come out. It's been a few years. But either way, Yellow Jacket season three is streaming. I think it's Showtime, and it's also, I think, Paramount Plus. All right, guys, just talking about a few things. What about Valentine's Day? We've been talking about that with you today as well. Hit us up. We'd love to know if you are doing something special for your person, your significant other. Chris sent some flowers today. He told the story earlier. It did get to his girlfriend, but I guess they got lucky because the delivery time. What if that delivery time was 30 minutes later?
Right, and that's the whole problem because she was – so I didn't know this was a thing in her district apparently.
What?
On the South Side. Kids don't go to school on Valentine's Day anymore.
It's
an in-service day for teachers.
Oh, so they get the day off.
So there were no kids in the school, but she was still supposed to work a full day.
Gotcha.
So when you do the service I used, you can't – there's no time to choose from.
They just tell you it'll be delivered on that day.
Because there's so many orders, especially because, again, she wanted it on Valentine's Day. Paid an extra $10 for that, by the way.
It was worth it.
But she wanted it, so I said, okay. My plan was to deliver it on the 13th. Well, she called me at 11 o'clock, Carl, and she said, babe, they're letting us out of school early, and they're about to close the school. Can you look up where the delivery is?
So I'm tracking it.
Finally, about 11:45, I'm like, oh, it looks like she's on your road. So she hits me back like 10 minutes later. She's like, I got them just as they were closing down the school for the day. I'm like,
but that even made it more dramatic, though.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I'm going to see her tonight, and she's going to be all happy.
Yeah. Listen, I've learned a few things today. One, you are way more romantic than I thought. Two, Oren and this Spanish poetry thing that he's got going on.
El Conquistador.
Pablo Neruda, man. Look him up. If you don't know, you should know.
It's the way you said it too earlier. My wife even texted me. She goes, really? Is that how he delivered that line?
Tus ojos infinitos. Just so easy to get lost in me. Just so easy to get lost in them.
So, listen, I'm learning a few things about you guys.
Be still my heart.
Yeah. I had no idea. And that when Oren gets home, he's going to read out of this Spanish poetry book to his wife.
Now, I was told when she opened up the gift, she clutched it.
Now, the thing I'm learning, too, that Oren sort of casually dropped in here earlier in the show that I'm going to have to pry out of him when we get together behind the glass again next week. He's like, yeah, back when I was running it in Buckhead.
Yeah, he used to run the
streets.
Just
had the streets. I didn't say, Buckhead got streets.
He used to run the streets.
I'm going
to
get some of these stories, Carl.
He was out there wilding
out. I do have one funny story. It got to a point with one establishment that I never got carded. I would just walk in and be like, what's going on, man?
They knew you.
They just knew me.
Yeah, it was your cheers.
Actually a couple places, yeah. A couple places where, yeah, if I was in a line, like, he can go ahead and come in. He's cool.
So what, you were bringing like 2-3 dates a weekend? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, it wasn't bringing dates. It was going in and looking for people.
Wow. Oh, look, on the prowl.
Yeah. That was before the apps.
I never knew. Right? I didn't know this about
it. Is that before the apps?
This is before the apps, yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, apps are just different now.
It's different.
You would have had some good fun on the apps, Carl.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Even the apps are different from when I use the apps. Previously.
It's true. They've changed. Yeah, they have changed. I remember the Hawks years ago.
Bumble night.
That's right.
And what they did was too. They actually like took people that met. There was one couple that got married.
Married.
And they actually hosted the wedding at State Farm Arena.
That's exactly right. The Hawks did that, and it was a big hit.
It was huge.
I mean, it was packed huge. That night.
For years, I don't know if they still are, but the Clippers were sponsored by Bumble.
Oh, not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have the patch on the
Bumble patch,
on the jersey.
That's right.
That's where I met my wife, Bumble.
Yeah. And that's, I'm assuming, not the hot app anymore, right? I'm guessing.
No, it still is. No, it's still, it's, Bumble and Hinge.
Hinge.
Okay. Hinge is
Hinge
the one where
Hinge
I
Hinge was the
I
one I remember you had to answer questions, like specific questions about yourself on your profile, and then you would go to somebody else's profile like, oh, I like that answer.
Because the woman wants to know more about you on Hinge, right?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. But Hinge, I thought also, too, pulled from like a network of people that were within your network of friends.
No.
It's oh, that's what
just a bunch of randos.
Oh. It's randos?
Just a bunch of randos, Carl.
Okay. All
that's right. How I met my girlfriend.
Well, listen, there's a lot of folks. We got friends that met on the app, and I remember, like, it was taboo. Like, you met on an app? It was like people were tripping. Now it's like the norm. This is not,
that's
it's
how
not
you
even
do it, yeah.
Yeah, it's not even a big
now
deal.
Now it's more of a surprise if you actually do meet somebody
out and about. Yeah.
The wifey would I, when we first started telling people, like, how do we tell people that how we met? Like, do we tell me we met on the app? And I'm like, I don't mind that, but now it's like, oh, how'd you meet? We met on Bumble.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It just isn't. And as a matter of fact, to Chris's point, I think it's probably more unlikely to say, oh yeah, I was at a store and I ran into somebody.
That doesn't happen. From what I hear from women that I'm friends with, is
careful
that doesn't really happen anymore.
No, it's very.
It's a lost art, Carl.
it's very rare. I'll tell you what else is a lost art. How some Falcon fans are not truly expressing their feelings about Kirk Cousins. We're going to come back and talk about it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.